Kia ora, Madam Chair. My name is Jerome Wano. I am Waka Waka Ngāti Tuparatoa, Indigenous to both Australia and Aotearoa New Zealand. And I am here today as a UN Voluntary Fund grantee. In Australia, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are 10.5 times more likely to be living in out-of-home care than their non-Indigenous counterparts. Indigenous children who are removed are at high risk of severing ties to their people, traditions, customs, languages, and cultural identities. The Family Matters Report 2023 found that 22,328 Indigenous children are in out-of-home care, accounting for 42.8% of children in such circumstances. To provide context, my people's entire population comprise only 3.8% of the Australian population. In June 2022, 59% of Indigenous children in out-of-home care were not in a placement with relatives, kin, or other Indigenous carers, an increase from the previous year. This contravenes several articles of the UNDRIP, which Australia eventually endorsed in 2009, specifically Articles 7.2, 8.1, 9, and 10. Australia has international obligations under international law to act in accordance with the UNDRIP. I urge the expert mechanism to review Section 15 of the recent Australian In-Country Report, which states there are recent positive national initiatives such as the National Agreement on Closing the Gap. I would like to draw to attention the findings of the Family Matters Report 2023, which indicate that current trends suggest the National Agreement Target 12 to reduce the number of Indigenous children in out-of-home care by 45% by 2031, is not on track. Instead, the number is projected to increase by 54% by 2031. Further, I refer to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Child Placement Principle, established in 1983 to reduce the overrepresentation of Indigenous children in out-of-home care. This principle is in direct accordance with Articles 7.2, 8.2 C and D, 10 and 22.2 of the Declaration. Despite the established principle, numerous reports and inquiries indicate that caseworkers and governments often fail to uphold these standards and frequently disregard them in practice. If the Australian government does not intend to engage in acts defined as genocide under Article 2E of the Geneva Genocide Convention, the Australian government must legislate and implement the five elements of the Child Placement Principle, whilst ensuring adherence to cultural humility and the absence of racial discrimination when placing our children in out-of-home care. Protecting Indigenous children must never involve stripping them of their culture, people, and country. Thank you.